But of course, she's got her arm in a sling and is an old lady. And so she called me and said, "Will you help me?" Well, I never said no to Joan, ever. Well, maybe a few times, but I didn't say no to Joan. And so that was on a Friday night, and we decided we would do this on Sunday. So I knew that there would probably be hoarding up around the building site, and I thought, is there going to be security? Is there going to be a dog? I'm not a big lover of dogs. And I'm thinking, oh, this is great. And I can just imagine, you know, if one of us is climbing, all the worst case scenarios, if there's going to be anyone climbing the fence, it's going to be me. And so we parked the car, got out, and she was carrying this box wrapped in paper. And it said, these are the remains of Alan Nelson Mercer. And so we started to walk around the building. And she said, no, we can't go Wittershins. We have to go with the sun. So we walked around the other way, and we found the perfect spot. Now, Joan embellished when she told the story and certainly said I risked life and limb. I don't know that that's quite true, but I will say I did have to climb up.
And
it was a bag with the ashes, and I had never dealt with ashes before. But there was a lot more heft to those ashes and chunky bits than I wasn't anticipating. But anyway, I was the one who threw them into the building site.
Like in the hole?
The whole place was a hole. But there was certainly a spot that had a little more activity. So there looked like there was a mixer and stuff.
Okay.
Thankfully, there was no security and there were no dogs.
And no cameras.
We did that.
And I didn't tell anybody.
Didn't tell anybody.
Okay.
So the funny thing was, I didn't work for Toronto Public Library at that point. I worked for the Scarborough Public Library. It was pre-amalgamation. So I worked for Scarborough. And it was very kind of sobering, because no matter what, there was something hilariously funny about this.
Yeah.
But at the same time, something really sad, because I knew how much Joan loved her husband. So as we're walking away, Joan's got the box.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the paper that says the remains of Alan Nelson Mercer and the plastic bag. And she said, what am I going to do with this? And I said, oh, Joan, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. And I'm thinking, what am I going to do with it? I don't know. But she doesn't have to worry about that. But Joan said, no, it all goes together. So she stepped back and then just heaved it over the hoarding. So it all went together. And she said, no, this is perfect. Because what it means is, you know, his ashes are going to be on the workman's boots.
Oh.
And they are going to go through the entire building site. And by the time they've discovered the piece of paper that says the remains of Alan Nelson Mercer, it's going to be too late. So I'm thinking, okay, fine.